Today we're going to talk about the bedroom, privacy of the bedroom. Whose bedroom is it? And when should you let friends, and even friends of the opposite gender, in the bedroom? Talking about that today.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And of course, we're talking about your child's bedroom, too.
Yeah, we're not talking about our bedroom at
right,
all. Right.
Thank We've got you for separate that rules for
correction,
that.
Correction, yes.
But yeah, we've been talking about privacy versus protection. How far can you let your child have their own privacy, and how far do you need to protect them? Because it's just a dangerous world out there.
It's a dangerous world out there, but also our children are children, and our children are still working on the discipline with their urges and their desires. And unsupervised times together are times when we need to know what's going on. I will never forget being at a friend's house and asking, "Where's your daughter?" She was 15 years old, 14, 15. It was a long time ago. And she's upstairs with her boyfriend. And I said, "Really?" And they said, "Yeah, they're upstairs. They're watching television in her bedroom." I said, "And you think that's healthy?" And he said, "Well, you know, we've just kind of always done it." Well, it caused a problem later on, a life changer for those two kids. Why would we as parents, I mean, where's your four-year-old? Well, I let my four-year-old sit over by the chocolate bars, even though they're not allowed to have any, but I let them sit by the cake. Mm-hmm. They're sitting there by the cake. I told them, "Don't touch any cake, but if you like that chair by the cake, you can sit in the chair by the cake." What are we thinking? I think, and you've alluded to this all week, we're afraid to take them on. We're afraid to challenge them. We're afraid to hear the arguments. We're afraid that they're not going to like us. And so we've got to pull back and pull them back out of their room and pull them into the family room and let them know this is the appropriate place to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of that is, what are your rooms? What are your rules? And when a child says, "Why can't I'm 16? Why can't I have my boyfriend up in the bedroom?" Because it's inappropriate. Done. End of story. I wish I could tell you any other way, but here's the deal. That is the best explanation I have. It's inappropriate. If you want more explanation, I don't need to give you any more explanation. The bedroom you sleep in, I love you, honey, but it's my bedroom. And I love you, and I am your parent, and I'm responsible to set the boundaries. We cannot change the boundaries.
Mm-hmm. I remember growing up and not having boundaries for the bedroom. It wasn't really the super-duper hangout place. It was just where you went to rest and change your clothes and all that, because we didn't have TVs in our room.
Healthy. It's very healthy.
Yeah.
Your mom's
some
brilliant.
Parents, though,
yes.
Have. I think we did it because we couldn't afford it. But nowadays, now we've got all these commercials for Universe or whatever the service is, that every room in the house can have a different channel. And you have a gazillion choices of channels. And your child goes into the room, closes the door. Who knows what channel they're watching?
Who knows who's talking to that child? Mm-hmm. And who knows who is bending the heart and the mind of that child?
But we always think the best of our kids. Well, they're not going to. Why would my 8-year-old want to watch something that's inappropriate? All she wants to do is watch Hannah Montana. That's all, you know?
Yeah, well, I think that our children don't know and don't have any discernment and subconsciously are counting on us to protect them. Mom, why would you let me go into that situation? Just exactly what you're talking about some time ago. A mom didn't really care about who took care of a child, her 6-year-old child, and in the process of taking care of that 6-year-old child's 30 years old today, but in the process of just wanting to go out, a single parent mom, and putting her 6-year-old child with the wrong person, and finally it came out that she'd been sexually abused time after time after time by that
mm-hmm.
person,
mm-hmm.
or television, or whatever. There's an abuse involved in television. Those minds are not ready for that.
Right.
And so network television, where they can get anything they want, we need them out of the bedroom. That's mm-hmm. a good policy. That's where you sleep and change clothes. We even did homework at the kitchen table. Come bring your homework to the kitchen table. When you get to high school, you will earn your way to your room, etc. But no, we never, ever, ever had a television in the child's bedroom and never had a computer in the child's bedroom. The
mm-hmm.
computer, when they were up for computers and their laptops, were at the kitchen table. And did my children ever complain because I have an awesome television in my bedroom? Absolutely, they complained. And if they asked me, "Well, how come you get to have a television in your bedroom?" Because I'm an adult.
Mm-hmm.
This is my house. I'm sorry. I love you. When you're an adult, you can make these decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I have more discernment as to what we should and shouldn't watch.
Right.
I think for the most part, especially with the bedroom and what goes on there, we don't want to know what goes on. And so we kind of close it out of our mind, and there's this discomfort or not discomfort or discomfort or not discomfort. In the old movie that you're too young to even remember, Sleepless in Seattle, where Tom Hanks comes home and finds his son and that little girl in that funny little chair
mm-hmm.
up in the bedroom, and he knew that there was something wrong, but he was so intimidated by them that when they said, "You can leave and please close the door," and he leaves and closes the door, but then he opens it up a crack, realizing it's wrong. He really didn't have the guts to say, "Go down in the living room and
right.
do this. Go down in the living room and listen to this music."
Right.
The bedroom cannot become an apartment. Mm-hmm. It's not an apartment, a private apartment. The house is the house, and we need to pull them out of their bedrooms and help and create an environment where, you know what, guys, this is where we need to be, not up there. And part of that whole thing is friends. Friends are a whole different issue versus protection.
Because you've got toys in the bedroom, too. So the girl neighbor comes over to hang out with your daughter, and they want to play Barbies. And then since there's boys in the house playing their video games at full volume, mm-hmm. they just want some quiet. So you shut the door, and you think, who knows what that neighbor girl is saying to my daughter? But then they're just playing Barbies.
Everybody has to make a decision. Again, we pulled them down and kept them apart. But you just brought up another great issue. How much privacy does my child have concerning the selection of their friends?
Right.
I mean, that's huge. Their face-to-face friends, let alone the techno friends. They don't even know who they really are. And I think every parent wants to know, how far does a parent go when it comes to selecting my child's friends? Mm-hmm. I don't know that you select all your children's friends, but when it comes to friends you don't know, you know you don't put somebody else in charge of that relationship. Mm-hmm. When your child gets invited to a house of a new friend, you don't know the parents, you don't know the family, you don't send the child to that house. Come on. That's the stories we've heard in the counseling room forever, what happened in those houses from an uncle or a big brother. You want to get to know this friend? Let's do it at our house. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the problems here is, wow, I just feel so invaded. I don't want other kids in my house. And we don't want to really be involved in deciding. I am involved. I have a child. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that I have a child, I need to say, I know you've got this new friend that I don't know. Invite him over here. Mm-hmm. I want to get to know this friend.
But I've also heard the excuse, but Ruthie, there's just so many kids here. There's no privacy. I can't even have friend time because mm-hmm. my siblings are all over the place making fun of me. The younger ones are embarrassing. The older ones are just, you know, annoying. So it's hard sometimes, especially when you have multiple kids in the house, to invite other kids over and your child feel comfortable.
I think you just make a decision, and mm-hmm. everybody has to make a decision. Okay. Bedroom door open. And I would definitely say to the others, stay out of your sister's bedroom. Mm-hmm. Stay out of the
Which you, when you have the joker child yeah. who loves to pick on his younger
when
sister.
When you go into that bedroom or hang out in front of that door one more time, you'll be sitting with me in the kitchen for the next 30 minutes. Choose wisely. You're deciding where you're sitting.
Yeah.
You have to choose. As a parent, we have to think through those concepts and those consequences, because you're prone to say you're going to sit in that chair for the next 4 hours. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 5 minutes, depending on the age. But remember that the child chose to do that. They went by the door. They started harassing people. So get away. Get completely away. All I did was walk by. Why did you even walk by? Stay away. Right. Well, that's where the bathroom is. Stay away from that bed. There's another bathroom here.
So real.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's great. I think we do want to get to know our teens' friends, you know, at the sports and at the school and stuff like that. But the privacy and this whole privacy protection thing, where do we send them? Where do we let them go? I think it's a huge, huge, mm-hmm. huge mistake. And again, it baffles me when somebody has a son or a daughter and lets a boyfriend or girlfriend come and visit them, sitting in the bedroom, reading, listening to music, whatever. No, it's so inappropriate. And that's when problems take place.
Now, speaking about the bedroom, I also know that whatever you keep in the bedroom or your child keeps in the bedroom, especially if that's sort of their territory, that's where they can put things, you can learn a lot about your kids by just going through their junk drawer,
yep.
even their book bags. How about that? That invasion of their bedroom. Once a month you go in, you just look at their drawers, look at what's going on.
Oh, I'm a firm believer that many kids leave things hidden hoping we'll find them. I don't even think they know they do that. I'm in trouble here. I'm in a problem with a relationship here. I don't have the courage to say, go look, but I want you to look, whether I'm even aware of it or not. That's why I didn't destroy that note. That's why I didn't destroy that whatever it was. That's why I didn't destroy that condom. I didn't do any of those things. I don't know what to do here. I need some help. But whether they did it or not, I still have the responsibility.
To look through their drawers.
I had never had any problem going through my kids' stuff. Okay. I never had any problem. I love my kids. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love. You know, when your child was little and you would just look at their whole body, and you know, when Tori got chicken pox and I was looking all over for the pock marks, and you just analyze your kids. You love your babies, and you should never stop loving them. And so it goes from looking over their skin to looking over their stuff. Mm-hmm. Yes. And will you hear, I can't believe you went through my drawer. Did you buy this? It's not your drawer. First of all, it's my drawer that you're using. But second of all, of course I did. I love you. You don't trust me. I don't trust the people around you. And I trust you right now in this particular area, in the area of picking friends, because you haven't given me a reason not to trust you yet. But I'm concerned that you're concerned that I'm going through these things. What would you have to hide that you're worried about I'm going through these things? Well, it's just my – it's not. your space. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It's not your space. Isn't it amazing to me, honey, that you feel compelled to come and hop into bed with us, but you don't want me in your room? It's not your space. Well, Dad, can I go through your doors? Anytime. Anytime. Wow. There's nothing in there. Have at it. Mm-hmm. Have at it. The one area that was off limits for my children, for me, was my wallet. They would think mm-hmm. it was funny to go in my wallet. Off limits. You need a couple bucks because of whatever. Come see me. Don't go in my wallet.
Right.
But after that, I have nothing to hide. Mm-hmm. We're family, and I have the responsibility of this family. Mm-hmm. I am responsible to this family to help keep us protected. And I'm responsible to see how you're doing. And I'm responsible to listen to you, but I'm responsible to use my eyes, too, and look around to make mm-hmm. sure you're okay. And there are times when you're not okay and you're not able to tell me, you don't even know you're okay. And there's times when you feel excluded from this family and you're reaching out to the wrong people and the wrong friends. Yes, I will do that. I'm very, very sorry. Mm-hmm. Now, the next thing somebody would like to ask if they could call in right now, would you read their journal? Would you read their journal? I would not read my child's journal until I knew we had a problem. If I knew, okay, something is not right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to love that child enough to read the journal. Now, Rosemary and I disagree on this.
Really?
Yes, we do.
She was up for reading the journal?
No, she was up for not.
And, forever.
Yeah. And she, in fact, she has this little pact with me. Bob, if I die, would you destroy my prayer journal
without reading it? You're the journal burner.
I'm the one that has to burn her journal because she doesn't want to see where she was probably praying for me not to be an idiot in her prayer journal, praying for the kids during their difficulties or whatever in life.
Does she want you to read it?
We are undecided on that. Okay. It goes back and forth on that. But if she dies first, and we all know I'll die first. She's awesome and phenomenal shape and eats well, and I eat hot dogs. Wow. So we're done on that one. And I don't keep anything in print, so it's all okay. Yes. I am compelled to scream to parents to say, you've got to love your kids enough to let them be mad at you. Mm. Were there times my kids were mad at me? Yes. Were there times when Tori just felt totally invaded? Yes. Were there times when I'd come sit on the floor in her bedroom with my head up against her bed while she was asleep and she refused to talk to me? She said, I'm so mad at you right now, Daddy. Mm-hmm. And I said, I know you are. You just have to understand. I love you too much to be removed from your life.
Mm-hmm. There's just some situations, though, where the kids don't respect their parents anymore. You've damaged the relationship as a parent, or you've done some dumb things, or it's just not there. Your teenager is just totally disconnected, wants nothing to do. And then for you to come in as sort of the quote-unquote hero to start setting boundaries, that's just a lot of relationship building that has to go on to even get to have the respect.
Yeah, I may not get the respect right away other than initially the respect that I am the parent and I can set boundaries. You know, I don't
just because you can.
Well, I don't have to know the police officer to respect them. Mm-hmm. But as we set the boundaries and as I enforce them, it's not just a boundary setting, it's a going after the relationship. And, you know, it's maybe sitting on the floor in the bedroom with that child and say, I know you're very mad at me. Mm-hmm. And let me just say something to you, honey. I deserve for you to be mad at me. We're done. I am sorry for the way I've talked to you in the past. I'm mm-hmm. sorry for the knee-jerk decisions I've made in the past. I love you too much. I am asking you to forgive me. And whether you can forgive me right now or not, I'm praying that you will get to the point where you can forgive me. I'm sorry for that. But I am now putting boundaries in our lives. You think I like enforcing these boundaries? You think I like you being mad at me? Do you mm-hmm. think I enjoy coming in your bedroom? Let me tell you, I would love to throw a hand grenade in this bedroom and blow it up. Sometimes it's so filthy. Without you in it, of course.
All right.
Yes. But no. Sure. But I've come to believe I need to be a much more involved and active parent. And I'm sorry. I plan to come in here at night and sit here. And if there's things you want to say, those are the things you can say as we talk. But these boundaries that we've set and we've talked about, they're done now. I have been lax in the area of protection of this home and this family and you, the most important thing I'll ever do in my life. Yes, I can't expect the children to be cheering and saying, this is great. I've been waiting for boundaries.
Thanks, Dad, for taking away my phone.
Yes, I so appreciate the fact that you've now decided to become a parent. No, it's a parent. You're a parent. I think we've got to decide, what will I be glad I did later on, rather than hear a child say, if you'd only set some boundaries. I'll never forget sitting in a meeting where a girl said to me while Tori was at the table in college, Tori says, you interviewed every date she ever had. And I said, Ellen, I don't think I would call it an interview. But they all came to me first. And she said, I wish my dad would have done that. It would have saved a nightmare in high school for me. We have a responsibility to protect our children, whether they ask for it or not.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries on this topic of privacy versus protection. And we'll continue tomorrow, so I hope you can join us for that. If you want more information on parenting, even marriage, you can find that on Sheridan House Family Ministries website at shfm.org. Or you can listen to this program again, link to it via Facebook, Twitter, or all the other social networking sites that are your favorite. That's all online at parentingtoday.org. Or you can even sign up for the daily email blog. That's online at parentingtoday.org.